Blog
Talk Radio. He is the host, rocking coast to coast, smooth. She is the lady with her hair.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
Welcome to Smooth Drama.
Oh, goodness gracious. Now, don't put me on the pan. Look, I don't know what the heck. Hi, out there. Hi, y'all.
That's all you got.
What's the deal here? So what do I have to do?
Oh, my God. Look, everybody. It's Buttercup.
I'm here.
It's live.
Oh, wait. Are we recording? No, we're not recording. So why is this not recording?
It's live.
I got it. Okay.
Look, everybody.
It's live. I'm here. You're knocking off me, man. We had the one-man show for a while now. We got a good show for you tonight. We've got Dro from Watts. Going to play his single that hasn't even been released yet called Warming Up.
Warm, it is hot too.
It's gonna be released October 27th, so you know, gonna hear it here first.
Dro from Watts.
Yeah, no one else has heard
dropping
this song
like
yet.
It's hot.
Gonna hear it first here on Smooth Drama.
All right.
So what's going on?
Oh, not too much, man. What's been going on with you?
Oh, goodness gracious. I get to breathe now.
You get to breathe now?
I get to breathe now. The summit's over. The summit is over. Man.
You know what I forgot?
What?
I forgot that this week it was Columbus Day.
Yeah, Monday was a holiday,
wasn't
it? Yeah,
Monday was a holiday. Happy Columbus Day.
Happy Columbus Day.
Celebrate a guy who didn't know where the fuck he was going.
But he ended up somewhere.
Yeah.
And aren't we grateful?
Yeah.
We're so grateful we gave him a damn holiday.
Yeah.
Did you have the holiday off?
No.
No.
Kissing me off. Like,
it wasn't a holiday.
No,
so
it's not a real holiday.
Yeah. Who had a Columbus Day off? Come on, call in. What's the number?
The number is 646-929-2037.
Yeah.
And you're just a little too shy to break us off a call. As always, you can hit us up on the email.
smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com.
And what about your mobile device?
Text the word smooth drama to the number 41411 to stay up to date on future events. We may be coming to a city near you. If you crazy, Dick will be coming to a theater. A city near you.
We might even be coming to a beauty salon near you. Y'all watch out about that.
Yeah.
Because
Dick wants to shave his head.
Show you something else. But we're not going to talk about that on the air. My mama might be listening.
Well, why? She's seen it.
Come on, man. Don't even do that.
You go see
it. Don't do that.
Can you go see, man?
All right. So,
what are you talking about today?
Yeah.
On the agenda.
Well,
I want to talk about people that contact you after so many years. Think they need to pick up where they left off.
Where did they leave off?
Way back there.
Way back there.
On that road back there. Yeah. And want to keep asking stuff.
So,
what can I do for you? Bubba has a whole bunch of answers for that.
What is your answer?
Absolutely nothing. What can I do for you?
What can you do? What can Bubba do for you?
Nothing.
Nothing?
I don't do shit for people. All about me, man.
Well, that's a whole nother website shitting for people.
All about me. Don't do shit. So, hey, I changed the website around. Let us know what you think about it. It's not so blocky, not so, it's a little bit more colorful.
Colorful.
I think it matches us a little better. What I wanted to do, since you know that we're both Scorpios, right?
We're both Scorpios.
I was going to put a Scorpio sign somewhere.
Bing.
Again.
That's right.
Gay, man.
I ain't gay. That's it. I handle mine.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
On your own? After you shave?
Don't hate.
Yeah.
Hate is in the area.
Yeah, okay. So what do you got up on your screen?
Well, on my screen, what I got up is there's a study, you know. Well, one study that one of our listeners emailed and was kindly enough to provide, says that men don't wash after using the toilet.
Wash what?
Right.
Come on now. Come on, people. Wash. What, their hands?
Wash their balls?
What?
I'm thinking that they're probably not washing their balls.
I didn't realize that you were supposed to have to use the bathroom.
Right.
What about in public restrooms?
Nobody washes their balls in public restrooms. Not without getting attacked.
When they need those in Japan, where they have those. When you use the bathroom, it shoots you in the ass.
Look,
you know, something that it shoots you in the ball.
Was that a J or something like that? No. You know, the thought of being shot in the ball is not.
No.
Yeah, I don't think that's really bidet.
Bidet. There we go. That's the word, bidet. Thank you very much. Who said that?
That would be chocolate.
Chocolate.
Thank you, chocolate.
Thank you, chocolate.
Okay. Anyway, the
retard
in the game.
Yeah, retard. Don't wash.
I'm of the belief that of course, wash your hands.
Yes.
But also, I'm of the belief that, you know, if you use the restroom or whatnot, you might want to, like, wipe off your tip.
Didn't we have this conversation?
Yeah, we've had the conversation, but I'm just saying it's proper etiquette to me.
We've had this conversation before.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Are we going back to it?
No, we're not. I'm just saying that, you know. It's proper etiquette. Like,
because you never know what
you never know for. If you might use that
part.
And you want
to be clean.
Right.
And fresh.
Right. And you
so why not wash?
Right. I'm looking out. Yeah.
After you go to the bathroom.
I wipe it off.
Oh, but no, I'm saying you wash.
My hand.
Wait,
yeah.
What was that?
Yeah, I wipe it. You know, I wipe it off.
You're opening a Coke bottle.
Yeah, no, it's like, wipe that off.
You twist like a cue ball.
Keep the residue
like
off.
Like a cue ball.
Right.
When you powder in the cue ball.
Right. Just,
not cue ball, but boom. Boom.
Right. Hey, I'm looking at it.
No, I'm asking if you wash. I mean, because
of course
I wash. After you go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
You wash. Even in public restrooms.
My hands, yeah.
No, you're talking about your hands.
Come on,
keep up with the conversation.
I'm keeping up with the conversation. You keep up with the goddamn conversation.
Well, okay, the person that sent you that, That they're talking about washing, not just your hands,
right.
Washing.
Right.
So I'm asking you, I mean, you're saying just be clean and sanitized. So do you wash not your hands after every time you go to the bathroom?
Well,
no, you
I
don't.
Mean,
you wipe, which, okay, yes, but are you using a sanitary wipe or a wet wipe, or are you just using toilet paper?
It would be toilet paper. What? Yeah, I don't know too many of the fellas that's walking around with the sanitary napkins.
It's just found them in the men's room.
No, they...
You know, because now the grocery store's found them so you can wipe down the cart.
So you don't get that H1N1?
Yes. So in the bathroom, well, you know, you don't want to pass on germs.
Okay. I'll just say this, look, I try to be considerate. That's all I got on it.
You know, I make it a habit to ask, did you wash?
Hey.
Before I got that, did you wash?
Hey, that's an unusual request.
Okay.
You know.
That's not a request. It's a valid question. Do you wash?
Yeah, now I read another thing that I was curious is pertaining to women. I talked about it a little bit this week where they talked about birth control pills could play a role in determining whether or not men find women attractive and vice versa.
So if you don't take the birth control pill, you are attractive, or is it vice versa?
Well, supposedly it said, and I wanted to ask you this, that women who are on the pill, they seek out less muscular and rugged men. And they, in effect, are looking for the effeminate man. The man of tender virtue.
Can I comment?
You made a comment.
Bullshit.
Okay.
Well, I'm not thinking about that. That's bullshit. But, you know, we need to play that. Oh, that's
it's
fine.
In Britain,
that's
you
fine.
Know.
We need to play that song by,
ever.
We need to play the song by,
By who?
Drew.
Drew.
From what?
Drew from what?
And what's it called?
It's called Warming It Up.
Okay. Warming Up.
Okay, Warming Up. My bad.
It's Drew from what?
Warming up.
heavy in the hood, go heavy on the beats. That's a whole lot of blood, go heavy on the sheets. The block was my dad, I'm raised by the streets. All I know is hell, so heavy can't be. Homeboys, I don't underestimate them or overtrust them. Trust, but it better not touch them. I just find somebody she cool with and then duck them. This is real life, it's not a movie. I stay to myself because the world drew me. So I'm hanging out right there with Goofy and hit him with Goofy. Y'all don't even know who I am, but my keep banging my song, banging. I ain't stressed out my caption or done a bitch press. Homie, I just got warm. I'm warming up, 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 warming up. Y'all don't even know who I am, but keep banging my song, banging. I ain't stressed out my caption or done a bitch press. Homie, I just got warm. I'm warming up.
Okay, we're going to call Dro from Watts. This thing will answer the phone. Let me just make sure that I can add him. Hey, Dro. We're calling you, man. What are you looking at? What are you talking about?
Hello?
Dro!
What's up, player?
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on, dude?
Oh, man, I can't call her, just tell her.
You just played your song. Is that, was that, hit, released the 27th?
Yeah.
Oh.
That shit is hot.
We like it.
Oh, yeah?
You're both.
Who's that? Dick Hugger. Dick Hugger.
Dick Hugger!
What a dude, man.
Yeah, what's up there?
Oh, that shit, just sitting here, man. Kind of upset the Dodgers just blew this game.
You expected something different?
Yeah, man, I thought it was going to be Philly. But, I mean, it ain't over yet.
It's only one.
What's looking good out there, man? What's going on?
You, what's going on?
That's a good time, man.
You know, that
oh, yeah.
Thing. You know, I expect that to do real well.
Oh, yeah, you can catch me in my Chris Brown, my wife beater. Yeah, jeans on, MJ sneakers.
It's a good song. I like it.
Oh yeah, we finna shoot the video in a couple weeks, man. And you know, I'm gonna have all my boys from the Lakers and shit in the video.
Oh, so where are you shooting
at? We're gonna shoot it in LA, where I'm from, of course. Oh, I gotta give a shout out to Watts. Watts is in the building. Dro for Watts, you know what I mean? From nowhere else. This is the original Dro. All right.
No substitute, huh?
Yeah, no tell me. Oh, what up, Minnesota? Minnesota in the building. All my people in the building. Jacksonville in the building. Houston in the building. What's up with all my people? How y'all doing out there, man? Jersey in the building. Tim in the building in Jersey. What's good?
What's good?
All right, so how'd you get started, man?
Oh, man, I mean, first I was hooping, and then I fucked my back up in Washington, and I always rapped when I was a kid, but I really never took it serious. You know, I used to just battle niggas and do all that kind of shit. And finally, I was just like, yo, I'm going to just really do this music because I feel like the music game was going in a different direction and it needed to be brought back to the essence of hip-hop, you know what I mean? So,
right.
I just said I had to do it.
Are you a baller?
Oh, man, I try, you know what I mean? I ain't that good, though.
No,
I'll play
you. Used to be. I used to be.
Okay. So what made you come up with the concept for your album?
Oh, From Watts to the World? You know, just because Watts ain't really never, you know, since the Watts riots, only thing people know about Watts is negative shit like the Watts riots. Well, Sanford and Son was filmed in Watts. I don't know if y'all know that. I'll give y'all some history. The Red Fox, that was filmed in Watts, but then we got the Watchtower, which was built out of glass and plates and bottles that Samuel Dia, he built it in the early 40s and 50s, but he died before he finished. So that's like a statue of our city. But, I mean, those are the only two positive things that came out. We ain't really had nothing to do with the music. I mean, I got my man G Malone, who I put on the Waste Deep soundtrack. If y'all don't know who Blaster Malone is, he signed with Lil Wayne on Cash Money and Mac 10, who banging records. What up, Glasses? But yeah, I put him on, and you know, he trying to do his thing. I mean, it's a couple of cats, my boy Young Sticks, Bang Loose. We got a couple of cats out the city, J-Rod, who trying to make some noise, but you know, take me to jump first, you know?
Yeah, I've been saying, you know, the West Coast, you know, need to step up a little bit and throw some hip-hop, some more hip-hop out there. You know, I've heard a couple cats, but, you know, we need somebody to, like, bam, come out with it.
Oh, yeah, well, that's why Russell brought me to the game, so that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to come out with it, you know, and put us back on the map. But, you know, everything goes around, man. You know, like, we had it from, like, I'd say probably, like, from 98 to... from 94 to 98, you know what I mean? Then the South got it from 98 to 2004, you know what I mean? And before that, the East Coast had it. So now it's just going to go full circle and come back to where it's supposed to be, which is the West Coast, you know?
All right. So describe your style.
My style is a style without a style, you know what I mean? I just do whatever I'm feeling that day, or whatever the track needs, you know what I mean? Like, the album is crazy, man. It's just, you know, I can hit you with some deep conscious shit that make you think, so I can take you to a party, I can take you to the block, you know what I mean? Or I can just take you on some way 2012 shit, you know what I mean?
What?
Like some shit they ain't never heard before. So, I mean, but all the praise go to God, man, because without God giving me the mental to create, I wouldn't be able to do it. So, I mean, you know, he just gives me the mind to just, I just thank him for giving me the mind that I got to create and just think out of the box, you know what I mean? What'd you say? I hear you.
Yeah, that's what I say. That's a real MC, because a real MC cannot just be stuck on one style. Like, I want you to take me 2012. I want you to take me political. I want you to take me to the party, too, because that's just being human.
Yeah, and see, that's what I'm saying. Like, most not bashing nobody, because I respect anybody that got the talent and the mind to create, but most of them, like, just stay stuck on one thing, you know what I mean? Like, they'll come out with a song, and then they'll come out with a song that sounds just like the song, then they'll come out with another song that sounds just like the song. So, you know what I mean? And then after a while, motherfuckers get tired of hearing that person, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, I just try to switch the shit up, you know what I mean? So they won't get tired of hearing me. So whenever they hear me, they'll be like, damn, let me see what he's talking about now. You know what I mean?
Right. Cool. All right. So who is your influences coming up?
Oh, man. I mean, shit, half of my influences, the world probably. Well, I was influenced by, like, the Far Side. I was influenced by a lot of people. I was influenced by the Wu-Tang. The Wu-Tang was my favorite group ever. You know what I mean? And that's a shock to a lot of people from the West Coast, but the Wu-Tang was my favorite rap group ever. My favorite artist, single solo artist, was tough, man. It was either Biggie or Pac, you know what I mean? But I put them together, so I say both of them influenced me. You know, Biggie made a motherfucker want to go to the club and pop more at and have fun, and Pac made you want to just start a motherfucker revolution, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
But, you know, I was influenced by a lot of groups. I was influenced by the Boogie Monsters, Mobb Deep, EPMD, you know what I mean? Well, you know, and I ain't number 28 years old, but you know what I mean? I heard my uncle used to be playing EPMD, and I just like, who the fuck is that? And then once I started hearing them, I mean, I just thought they were dope, so I just started researching them. X-Clan was dope, too. My uncle used to play X-Clan a lot. Yeah. X-Clan was dope. There was a lot of dope rappers, man. Ice Cube was dope, you know what I mean? Snoop was dope. When he first came out, I thought Snoop was, like, super sick. I mean, really, anybody that creates influences me, man. You know what I mean? Anybody that can put their mind to doing something positive and create something that has some kind of substance to it. If you don't have no substance, you know, you don't move me. But if you got substance, then you can move me.
All right. So if we wanted to catch up to Grow From Watts, where would we find you?
Oh, man, you can hit me up at MySpace. /Drofenwatts. You can hit me up at twitter.com, Dro1. YouTube, Drofenwatts. I mean, just Drofenwatts any of it, and you know, you're gonna see your boy. You know what I mean? And then, you know, I got my you know, at Universal. I got my own label, too. Matter of fact, let me get a shout out to Street Scholars, Johnny T, Leo Rogers, Russell Simmons. Everybody, man. Everybody who worked on the project, everybody who made, you know, my boy Angel, who's helping me with my clothing line that Russell helped me start. It's called Peter Roll Apparel for the guys and for the girls. It's called Real Sisters. And, what's up, my own girl Kasani? You know what I mean? She back in Minnesota, man. She go hard to paint. She gonna be modeling my clothes, but she also rap too. She is well talented. Then I got my own girl Sierra down in Houston. I just got so many people that's just, you know, G thing. I mean, I got people just everywhere that's just really like, you know, helping the boy push the movement, man. But the movement is gonna be sick. You know what I mean?
So who right now you listen to moves you?
Who I listen to right now that moves me?
Yeah.
It used to be Jay-Z until I finally worshiped the devil. So. serious, man. Like, you know, I want to tell y'all this, and you know, like, people tell me not to speak on it, but, you know, I'm a firm believer in the word, and I'm a firm believer in God. But if you go to VigilantCitizens.com and you read up on Jay-Z and read up on Beyonce and read up on Kanye and read up on what's the other girl named Rihanna, like, you know, and then if you listen to Jay-Z lyrics and if you listen to the song We Go Run This Town, if you really listen, and if you go to VigilantCitizen.com and click on them, you'll see what I'm talking about. But, you know, I'm just here to, you know, I'm not here for the fame. I'm not here for the fortune. I'm just here to just, you know, God uses everybody. I'm a messenger. So, you know, I come to music to just be a messenger for God, you know what I mean? And by all means necessary, even if it costs me my life, you know what I mean? I'm going to get his point across, and I'm going to get his message out there to where people can know that he really exists. Because now, you know, it's like, the devil got his hand in everything, and that's like really, you know what I mean, especially in music, because if you know, the devil was, Lucifer was the angel of music when he was in heaven, and when he got kicked out, he came down to earth, and if you look at music now, you got the rock and roll, and you got all the evilness in music, but there's nothing wrong with music, because God loved music too, you know what I mean, so, you know, if you just do good music, and you just always put God first. And, you know, that's what I want to do. I want people to realize that, you know, it ain't all bad. It's a lot of good that can happen out of this. And I'm not saying that I'm not spreading a rumor or nothing. Like, I was signed to Def Jam, and I know these people, and, you know what I mean? It kind of shocked me and it kind of hurt me. But, you know, he don't believe in God. So, you know what I mean? That's when I had to go to Universal and do my own thing, because I'm a firm believer in God.
Nah, look, man, the truth is the truth. It's about nothing but the truth.
Yeah, man, and God always told me, you know, my grandmother too, man, who influenced me a lot. She passed away last year, but, you know, she always told me to speak my mind and always speak the truth. So, you know what I mean? Whether people hate me or love me for it, I mean, you know, hey. But, you know, I don't got nothing against nobody. I don't hate nobody. All I want to do is just do my music and spread my word. And, you know, this music, man, it, like a lot of people don't understand that. You got to get in this game, and then when it's somebody else's turn, you got to sit the fuck down. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so it's my turn now. And, you know, when my time is up, I'm going to pass it on to the rest of my people. You know what I mean? Just try to keep it going, because a lot of people get in the game and don't want to leave. And I ain't going to speak on it. There's a lot of rappers right now. I mean, come on, Dick. You know there's rappers in this game that need to get it set up. You know what I mean?
Hey,
or if they don't want to.
Hey, I know exactly what you're talking about. I'm talking about, I see some of the same rappers that have been around since I was in high school. So, you know, I know exactly what you're talking about. And some of them, I'm like, damn, you still doing it? For real?
Right, and I mean, that shit ain't even what it was no more. I mean, you know, it's a new era, man. You know, you got to pass it on. Like, you can't be greedy and try to hog up everything. You know what I mean? You got to share it, man. And pass it on. That's why I'm only doing 4 albums, and y'all gonna hear it from me right now. I'm doing 4 albums, and I'm done with music. I'm gonna become an exec. I'm gonna run my label that Universal helped me start, and you know what I mean? Russell and Universal gave me my own label, and I'm gonna run my label, and I'm gonna try to find talent, and I'm gonna try to, you know, put talent out. You know what I mean? Because
well,
you can't rap forever.
Yeah, that was leading into my next question. Like, what's your end game? What you trying to get out of it? What you trying to put out?
What I'm trying to put out is just the truth, man. You know what I mean? Just music. Music where people can just feel good, man. Music for, you know, music for a 4-year-old and then music for a 44-year-old, you know what I mean? Just to broaden my horizon and broaden my span of music, you know what I mean? To touch everybody. Because right now, when music comes out, you got certain music, and that music is just for that era, you know what I mean?
Right.
And then you got music that, like, if you hear a Pac or a Boogie song right now, it sounds like they just done it, you know what I mean?
Right.
But then when you hear songs, you know, that a lot of these new rappers come up with, the songs come and go. You know what I mean? I'm trying to do songs that's going to stay forever.
So, yeah, I mean, a classic is a classic. It doesn't matter what era it's played in. You know, great music is great music. Now, one of our bloggers asked, how do you decide on only 4 albums?
Because 4 is the magic number. Because you do 1, to introduce yourself. This is my theory. This is not a theory that's, you know, carved in stone. Anything I say is not carved in stone, so I want the world to know that. But 1 is your introduction. You know, that's like when you go out with a girl, you meet her, you introduce yourself, and you know what I mean? Then the second one is when you call her. You know what I mean? You talk to her, y'all go out on a date, see if y'all, you know, can hit it off. That's the second album. People will see, okay, well, can I really vibe with this dude? Can I really be a fan of this dude? Then the third album is, after you took her out on a date, now, you know, come, okay, let's go spend a night at the crib. You know what I mean? And that's what the third album is. Let's spend a night at the crib. I mean, yeah, I'm going to take this nigga home. I fuck with him. And then the last album is, thank you. And you know what I mean? We're going to tie the knot. We're going to love each other forever. You know what I mean? Even if we're apart, we're going to still love each other forever.
All right.
And that's what it'll be.
That's deep.
Wow.
That's real deep. Another question from the bloggers is, when you coming out to the East Coast, bruh?
Oh, man, I'll be on the East Coast all the time, but right now we're finna get ready to hit this promotional tour, so we're finna hit Milwaukee up, Biloxi. Right now that's where my songs is hot at, so that's where Legia. Now, if I didn't give a shout-out to my marketer, Legia Lott, her husband, Alan Lott. They've been working hard on the project, and they got it spinning right now, kind of, you know, just... We just released it a couple of weeks ago, and it's been, you know, getting crazy spins, and, you know, so I got to hit the spots that, you know, were spinning it first, which is Minnesota. Milwaukee, excuse me. Milwaukee was the first city to spin a record, you know what I mean? Then it got to Biloxi, then it got to Chattanooga, then it got to Little Rock, Arkansas, then it headed over to Florida. So, you know, it's making its way, and, you know, I'm going to hit them spots up, and then by the end, it'll be on the East Coast, and, you know, yeah, I'm going to hit the East Coast up and say what's up in New York, Philly, you know what I mean, and all the other spots, Boston, D-more, all that, and then, you know, I'm going to come back home to the West Coast, where it's supposed to be, you know what I mean, and I'm bringing a trophy back with me.
You plan on doing any shows out on the West Coast?
Yeah, man, we can do a lot of shows. We probably going to hit my single release party is going to be at the Florentine Gardens. So, you know, if anybody come down, hit me up on myspace.com/JoeFromWatts. You know what I mean? I'll do this right now. The first 20 people that hit me up, you can get some free tickets. I'll give you 2 tickets. That's how we'll do that. Yeah. First 20 people, we'll get about 40. What you say, Maya? I couldn't hear you.
Dick and I want to go.
Y'all in here. What you mean? Y'all don't got tickets. Y'all coming with me.
All right.
Yeah, Dick, you just can't be hugging on everybody, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Don't get in there and go to Philly yourself, man, because these L.A. girls look good, man, in them clubs.
Nah, hey, I'm from a different era, man. My name was meant to mean something. That's what Dick never means. Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-word. I don't believe in it.
Yeah, man, we're gonna have some fun, though, man. Y'all got to come out here and really do it up. Hey. I'm calling y'all out right now. Y'all better be at the video shoot.
Oh, hey.
When, let us know.
We're going to do it November the 4th and 5th. So y'all got to be here, man. Y'all got to make sure y'all get, man. Y'all got to get there.
Yeah, now, and this is in L.A.?
Huh?
Where is it going to be at?
Yeah, it's going to be in L.A. And matter of fact, man, you know what? My manager, Lauren, I'm going to give you her number when we get off the air. You hit me back. I'm going to give you her number, and she'll give you all the information.
Okay.
But, yeah, what's up to my manager, Lauren and Brenda? You know what I mean? They're a dynamic duo. You know what I mean? And we're going to do a whole lot, man. We're going to have a lot of fun. I'm just so excited right now, man, that I really, you know, I'm the kind of dude I don't really like speaking. You know what I mean? I just like to show action. But we can have a lot of fun, man. This game is going to get turned upside down. You know what I mean?
Hey, I feel you coming. You know, I mean.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun, man.
I dig your style, man. I dig your flow, your delivery. You know, I'm hip-hop to the fullest.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm hip-hop with a little street ruggedness to it. You know what I mean? Oh, man, it's so much on the album, man. Man, oh, my God, man. When you hear this album, man, you're going to pass out, man. I'm telling you.
So how
the album is crazy. Huh?
How many songs you got on the album?
16. And you could bang it from 1 to 16.
That's what I'm talking about.
You're going to go on a ride. You can just put the CD in and just ride. You know what I mean?
I buy an album, and it's like 16, 17, 18 tracks because I can only listen to four.
Oh, yeah, nah. If you do that, I'll tell you what. If you do that, I want you to personally call me on the air again and say my shit was trash. And I'm serious. Say my shit was trash. If you only bang four records, I want you to call me on the air again and say, man, I got the album. It was trash.
I'm not going to say no artist name, but I bought some albums this year, and I'm like, damn.
Look, guess what? I buy albums, too, because I don't buy bootlegs, but I want the bootleggers to sell my shit, though. Don't get me wrong. Bootleggers, y'all can sell my CD. I just don't buy bootlegs.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I bought a lot of CDs, man. Like, and honestly, like, from last year, only CD I probably still got probably is Jada Kiss CD. You know what I mean? Because Jada go hard. But every other CD I bought, I don't even got no more. Like, I listen to them, and if they don't catch me, then, you know, I give them away.
Yeah.
Jada go hard. That's the only CD I still got from Sears. That's the only CD I got from last year is Jada. Because Jada go hard, man. I give Jada probably right now, bar for bar, probably the best lyricist in the game right now, Jada Kiss. And I'm going out on a limb to say that right now.
All right.
Jada, bar for bar, is probably the best right now. And, I mean, that's including everybody, you know what I mean? Except me. I mean, you know, my bar is best. You know what I mean? But, I mean, you know, right now he got me with experience, you know what I mean? It's like Kobe Bryant and Dwayne Wade, you know what I mean? Dwayne Wade go hard, but Kobe got him with the experience, you know what I mean? And right now I'm Dwayne Wade, you know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? People gonna know who I am, but you know, hey.
Yeah, I'm disagreeing with you on that, but it's all right.
Well, you don't think Jada go hard?
Yeah, no, Jada's hard, but I don't think bar for bar.
Who you think bar for bar?
Not for me.
Who you think bar for bar?
Well, I'm kind of partial to my man Immortal Technique.
Oh, yeah, Immortal Technique go hard, too. Yeah, I forgot, yeah, Tech go, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
Tech go hard, too.
You know, I mean, I did Chino XL, you know.
Chino go hard.
You know.
I mean, you said some lyrics, so,
right.
Yeah, they go hard. All
right, I mean, you know, I love Ross Carr. I know he hasn't come out with anything lately, but
you said who, Razzcast?
Yeah.
Oh man, Razzcast was the coldest, wasn't he?
Well, I mean,
yeah, Razzcast was the coldest
because he did Nature of the Threat. But you know that right there puts him in my top five all time just because he did that record. So
yeah, oh man, well if you loved that record, man, I got records, man. That you know, man, I got this record me and Andy Reid did called Chopping Cotton. Oh my God, man!
All right, I already know what you're talking about.
Nah, you gotta hear this record, man. You know what? I'm gonna give you a bar of it real quick. It go I'm gonna give you the last verse. Say 400 years of it, case was closed, but now I'm forced to bring it back to the public for the kids in the school of Black History subject. You should know your A's and B's, and the dummy should read. Yeah, we got the hood low rent, and it's all good. To a person who content with smoking the backwood, still think about the times they took us in backwoods and burned down the churches and white seats and hoods. You ain't just pissed off, you dislike me for good, but I ain't complain. Nope, I just took it in vain. Yeah, I called you a cracker, now it's crack cocaine. Without your rope on us, we still go hang. Oh, man, come on. Come on, man. This for that night, Uncle Moses T. Wright, let Emmett Till get in the car with them four shady whites. they'll reap what they sow for taking a child's life. I'd have right to a ticket violating my civil right. On the hoop court, you're saying that Bird is better than Mike. You got every pair of Nikes, but still can't jump like him. You at home asking, is it the shoes? Like Spike Lee. Nah, from being in the fields with no shoes on and singing that blues song called Master, You Wrong. And they wonder why we rap so strong and hold notes so long. Because when we stop, our people still breathe on and do it in style like Flojo with one sleeve on. I might play tennis in Venice, win the U.S. Open, come back and play golf and win it. But hold up, I ain't finished. Let's walk back to the casket and view the dismantled black child in it.
Damn. All right. All right, let me know where I can get the album. I don't need to hear no more.
Oh, I told you we're gonna have fun, man. We're gonna go on the ride, man.
I'm riding with you.
Oh yeah, man, and I want the world to ride with me. Hey, I gotta give some shouts out to all my squads too, man. I forgot, man. You know, Peter Roll is in the building, of course. Peter Roll Records, CEO, your boy Dro right here. My cousin Buddha Bless. You know what I mean? Then I got my homegirl name in Minnesota. You know what I mean? The Drippers, they sick with it, too. That's my homegirl, Kasani. You know what I mean? Then the Trap Squad, my niggas in Minnesota, they go hard, too. What up, Minnesota Vikings? Y'all know purple my favorite color. Yeah, man. You know what I mean? I just got to give it up to everybody, man. San Diego, what it do down there, man? How y'all feeling, man? You know what I mean? My Lincoln Park niggas and all that, man. What's good?
Minnesota can't mess with my Saints. That's all I'm going
to say. Who is your team?
New Orleans Saints, man.
Oh, man, come on, man. See, there you go, man. You wasn't a Saints fan last year, man.
Oh, he's always been a Saints fan.
Look, I was...
Oh, you like me. My team grabbing this back right now, but I'm a diehard.
Yeah, I know. I'm diehard. You ain't going to get no more Saints fans than me and my people. Saints.
Oh, no, guess what? I'm a diehard, too. I ain't even said my team yet. We garbage this year, but I'm a diehard fan. You know what I mean? I'm a Washington Redskins fan. I'm going to be there to the day I die. I don't like no other football team.
All right. Well, I mean, I feel you there.
Yeah, but the Saints, y'all doing something this year. It's about time, man.
Tell me that either. We got one playoff victory, baby. No, we got two. My bad. We got two.
But you know who y'all play this weekend, right?
Yeah, we playing the Giants.
The New York football
team. I'm out on the limb. I ain't even on the limb. Fuck that.
Hey, let's go do a tight game, though. On everything I love. On my fantasy league, I took the Saints.
Right.
I like Drew Brees, Reggie Bush. Y'all got a nice squad. I ain't gonna lie. Y'all got a good squad.
I think we gonna get the Giants. It's an important game because we should be able to hold on to home field advantage. We win this game.
Yeah, that's big. Well, guess what, man? I wish New Orleans the best because they deserve it, man, for what happened to them. So, you know, they deserve something positive to come down there, man.
Yeah.
That's what it's all.
Now, I was gonna ask you, you know, since we being political, I'm there all day, every day. What do you think about this, you know, the attacks on Obama and how people are going at him with the monkey and attacking everything about him, even going as far as when he tried to get the Olympics, people were happy that he failed at that. I mean, tell me what you think about that.
Well, you know, the first thing, come on, man. We are brothers and sisters. The first thing is that any brother that's set on the level he set on is always going to come under scrutiny, man. He's going to get scrutinized to the day he leave that place. And, you know, he just got to do what he's doing right now. Is box it all out, which would a real brother do. That's just like if I was in the White House. I'd be like, man, fuck these motherfuckers. They can say whatever. I'm going to do, but I got the key to this motherfucker, though. You see what I'm saying? As long as he keep that attitude and keep doing him, and he got a strong sister behind him. Because honestly, I mean, if we can speak our minds here, like, Obama ain't really the first brother in the White House, because, you know, really he ain't a brother. But the sister, Michelle Obama, is the first black African-American in the White House. You know what I mean? Because he is African and Caucasian. He's not African-American. She's African-American. So I'm really giving her the respect because she really deserves it because she's the first African-American that's in there. But, you know, the brother got the skin like ours, so I'm going to ride with him to the end. But it's really that sister behind him. You know she in there, you know, man, she in there cooking frying chicken and shit and talking shit. And, you know what I mean? Let me know, nigga. Fuck all that. Woo-doo-woo-doo. Because if you really listen to the brother, he really he a sharp brother, but he ain't really got no killer instinct nigga in him. You know what I mean? Like, he got that instinct.
Yes, instinct from her.
Yeah, she, you know, behind, they say, you know, my grandmother used to always say, behind every strong black man, there's a very strong black woman. So, you know, I respect her for that because I know she is behind him and pushing him forward. And you know what I mean? He even said it himself. If it wasn't for her, he wouldn't be here. So, you know what I mean? She's a sharp sister, man. So I give her all the praise and respect, you know what I mean? But, you know, he's a brother. I mean, he got color to his skin. So, you know what I mean? I ride with him. And, you know, I just hope he just don't get caught up. You know how I go. I just hope he don't get caught up. And then when he leaves, you know, they'll be trying to say. And then the coldest part about this is what I think. I think they put him there because the system was so fucked up, the economy, everything. I think they put him there so they can blame him for it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because it's really hard, man, to fix what America, we in like a $7 trillion deficit. Like, that's hard. I think the white folks said, you know what, fuck it, let's put the nigga in there and just see if he can fix it. Because niggas can fix everything. You know what I mean? And then once he fix it, they won't be able to respect you. But he don't fix it, though, because he's doing everything right. And then they're trying to kill him by doing everything right. Not physically killing, but they're just trying to drain him, you know?
Right.
And messing with his wife, his kids, and then every little thing he do, they, you know, like you said, they was happy he didn't get the Olympics. Just, you know, they're just really trying to dog the man. But, you know, he's going to overcome, though. All he's got to do is just keep his head and keep his cool and don't let that, because he got some kind of black in him. You just don't let that, you know, overcome him. But he, man, the brother going to be all right. As long as we keep that sister with him, he'll be fine.
Now I'm going to ask you this. The quote-unquote state of black music in the direction we've been going in musically, what the past decade and a half or whatnot, What do you think that we can do, not just as artists, but as people, parents, role models collectively, to kind of change it around?
Stop buying it. Stop supporting it. You know what I mean? Because right now, I look at the game like, if you're not saying nothing stupid, the white people are not selling it. You know what I mean? That's just the bottom line. If you're not saying nothing stupid, if you're not talking about, you know, not to bash people, but chicken noodle soup and walk it out, and if you're not talking about nothing stupid, like, they don't want our people to hear it. You know what I mean? Because they don't want, you know, the sharpest mind is an African-American mind, a black mind. And the black mind that got some kind of concept to it where you can relate to it, and then you can start thinking, and you will start changing your ways because you've been so moved by what this person is saying. That's what Pac did. Pac moved people, and Pac made people start thinking, man. They don't want us to think.
Well, I mean.
So, you know what I mean? It's crazy. They don't want us to think, man. They want us to just stay dumb. You know what I mean? And
forget that Pac was, he came from, you know, he used to be on tour with Chuck D and all that. You know, he had those mentors. And I think in the music game today, there's no mentors for the young artists to say, hey, speak your mind. You ain't got to go for the okey-doke and just put that bullshit out, because bullshit come, and like you say, bullshit go.
Yeah, and, you know, that's why hopefully, you know what I mean, I can touch people and I can make these brothers out here, because if you can make those type of songs, you can make any type of song.
Right.
Hopefully, when my album drops, people will say, okay, he's back on music. You know what I mean? And hopefully all these dudes can transcend and say, well, okay, well, damn, if that's where music going, then I need to go there too. You know what I'm saying? Because if you notice, everybody do what everybody do.
Right.
You know what I mean? And once people come out with the crazy songs and, you know, and all that screaming and like, lyrically, I don't think, I've not heard one of them club songs that have been smashes. I've not heard nothing lyrically that made me say, damn, that's dope. You know what I mean? They'll just be screaming and saying anything, and then people don't really listen to it because all they want to do is move and, you know what I mean, get high and do drugs. Like me, I ain't never did a drug in my life. I ain't never smoked weed. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not a follower, man. I'm a leader.
I'm in that club. I've never did a drug in my life. Or had a drink or a smoke. So I can
know. And that's good, man. And see, that's what we need. We need to, we need to start developing more leaders and less followers. You know what I mean? That's what's important, man. Like, it's people like me and you, man. I got to develop. We got to start mentoring these young kids to be leaders and not to be followers, because a lot of them just follow. You know what I mean? And you know what they say: the blind leading the blind, motherfucker, end up falling off a roof. You know what I mean? So we just gotta get them blind children's sight, man. Uh-huh. And if they got sight, they can see the future. You know what I mean?
I'm always telling my nephew this: hey, just because a million people believe it, don't mean it's right. That just means a million people who don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Right, a million people that's just lost and don't understand what they're doing. And you know, it's millions of people, like right now, millions. You know what I mean? That's following, you know, the boy. And, you know, they don't know what they're following, man. And, you know, the Bible speak on it, like, because I read the Bible a lot, man. Don't get me wrong. I'm a street nigga. I sin. I'm not perfect, and I don't want none of the listeners out there to think I'm perfect. But at the same time, nobody was perfect but Jesus. You know what I mean? But I still know right from wrong, and I still know that my Heavenly Father, and I still accept my Heavenly Father. You know what I mean? But some people out here, man, in this industry think they are God. And they don't think that, man, you know, just listen. You know what I'm talking about. Just listen to the song. It's me, God. It's the return of me, God. Like, it's the return of thee, God. Me, God. Peace, God. Like, come on, man. You got to really listen to what these rappers be saying, man.
Oh,
I'm calling yourself God. You know what I mean? You can't call yourself God without no kind of punishment coming back to you, man. You're going to be in a whole lot of trouble at the end of the day. The devil, he'll bless you with riches. And, you know, the devil can bless people, too. If you sell your soul out to him, he can bless you with money, cars, and a fast life. But then, at the end of the day, you know you're going to do the same thing the devil going to do. You're going to perish, man.
Right. Well, I believe it's an energy that you put out. If you put out that negative energy, it's going to follow you. And, of course, if you put out the positive, that's going to follow you, too.
Yeah, but you got to. But the main thing is God wants you to lead people right. He don't want you to lead nobody astray. You know what I mean? And people that lead people astray, man, they got to pay for that.
All right. So once again, for those followers out there, where can they find you?
MySpace.com/DroFromWatts. My webpage is almost finished. That'll be just DroFromWatts. Twitter.com/DroFromWatts. Anything, YouTube, DroFromWatts, anything, just DroFromWatts, and it'll come up. My YouTube is DroFromWatts1, I think. It's DroFromWatts1, because I got two of those, because Universal got one too. So one of them is, hold on, I'll tell you right now, one of them is DroFromWatts1, and one of them is just DroFromWatts. You know what I mean? But, okay, the YouTube is DroFromWatts1. My Twitter is DroFromWatts. My Facebook is DroFromWatts. My MySpace is DroFromWatts. You know what I mean? And, you know, just go on there and just get a dose of good music, man. And, you know, just follow me on there. And I'm always on there talking to people and all that. So, you know, I mean, I know there's going to be some people on there that's going to bash me for what I'm saying about speaking the truth. But, hey, you know what I mean? You got to accept the truth. If you don't believe me, just go look it up. I told y'all where to go, VigilantCitizen.com. If you don't know how to spell vigilant, it's VigiLant, VigilantCitizen.com. And you will see exactly what I'm talking about.
All right.
So, you know what I mean? But, you know, I just want the world to know, man, that, you know, I'm just here to do my job in this music. And, you know, whether people like me or love me, it don't matter, because I love everybody. But at the same time, I got a message to deliver, and I'm going to get it across whether they like it or not.
Nice.
Hey, you
didn't
want me over.
I don't want to win you over. You know what I mean? I just want people to realize right from wrong. You know what I mean?
Because
right from wrong, man, you know, that means a lot at the end of the day. When we all get judged, we get judged by us. We don't get judged for nobody else.
Right.
So you got to know right from wrong.
Absolutely.
You know,
so
it's a lot of wrong right now, man.
All right. So, wow. I'm inspired. You got me fired up.
Oh, man, guess what? And that's the second single, Fired Up. Wait till you hear that. Second single is called Fired Up. Oh, man, when you hear that, that's when we're going to take them to the club. But we're going to take them to the club, and we're going to stay on their mind too.
But,
you know what I mean? We don't really.
I want you to take them to the club because they need lyrics in the club. Because I remember going to the club and they played the hardcore, they played the booty. It was everything. That's what's missing. There's no diversity. It's just all club. Can I get a drink? Let me smack that hoe. You know, so
right.
I'd be welcome to a welcome change to have some hip hop on the scene. And you know, I gotta say that when I first started doing this show, you know, I was of the opinion that hip hop was dead. You know, I was negative. In this year or so that I've been doing this, you know, talking to brothers like yourself, another guy, Kali, on the West Coast out here, it's a lot of positive hip hop artists out here. You know,
they just, like I told you, they try to smother the positive because they don't want our people to learn. They don't want our kids, their minds to expand, man. They want us to stay stuck on stupid. They want us to stay in the ghetto, gangbanging, selling drugs. They don't want us to go graduate from college. They don't want us to go get no jobs. They don't want the sisters to become lawyers. And then they don't want to see another first lady in there and see another sister. They don't want to see that. So they want to suppress that part of the music because they know music is a very important issue. If you look at anything right now that's selling, man, on TV, I don't give a damn if it's dog food. You know what I seen the other day? I seen Kanye West doing a dog food commercial. What do rap got to do with selling dog food? Nothing. It's hip-hop sales.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So they stay in our face. Even when you look at ESPN, what they playing? Rap music during the highlights.
Yeah, they play.
You look at basketball.
Amazing.
You know what I mean?
I hate that song, actually. That it's amazing. It's amazing. I hate that shit.
Oh, yeah, but the NBA, I mean, man, Kanye got checks from that. You know what I mean? But you know, like I said, man, they use hip-hop as a marketing tool to sell whatever they're selling, whether it's cell phones. Like, cell phones wasn't really hot, man, until that Boost Mobile with that Where You At and Kanye and Young Jeezy and all them brothers got on there and start, you know, rapping about the ringtones and did it to that blows Pepsi. Anybody that does it, but it started a long time ago with Michael Jackson, even when he was doing Pepsi. You know what I mean? They're going to use us to make them money. But then they want to keep us so suppressed and so depressed and so digressed that anything positive we can't digest. You see what I'm saying? So once we get our minds on the level of we shall overcome. You know what I mean? But we got to get our minds there first. How can we overcome if we don't even realize that we can overcome? You know what I mean? Like my grandfather told me one day, he's like, do you think we still slaves? And I was like, yeah. He said, no, you ignorant. We overcame. We just enslaved ourselves again.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, you know, like my family was real deep, man. You know what I mean? So I just thank God that I had deep family members around me. You know what I mean? I had uncles that was in the Nation of Islam. I had an uncle that was a Black Panther.
Right.
You know what I mean? My father's been in jail my whole life.
I have.
You know what I mean? So
that too. I have.
Yeah. So, like, you know, you have to do it.
Hey, well, I want, our time is about to go away, and I want to say thank you for coming on and
thank you.
Blessing the mic tonight. And, of course, anytime you want to come on, you got something you want to holler about, hey, Tuesday, Thursday night, holler.
Holler.
Oh, man, y'all call me anytime y'all want me, man. We're going to stay in touch, and I'm going to call you out for the video shoot, too.
Okay.
Hey, call me.
Definitely.
All right, y'all take care, man. God bless, and everybody keep your heads down.
Thank you.
All right.
All right.
Hi.
One.
That was cool. Okay.
Woo. I don't think y'all ready for that, brother.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't think y'all ready for him. But
he was
coming
cool.
Anyway.
That was cool.
He coming anyway. And with that, hey, that's our time.
Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you on Tuesday night, 9:00. And, you know, hey.
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 He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth.
She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.